You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. New shows every day. Find us at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Basketball season won't be around forever, so get in on all the action now with DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports. DraftKings is giving new players a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Claim your free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes when using code THPN during signup. Playing daily fantasy basketball is simple. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. With DraftKings, payday comes every day for players. So what are you waiting for? Head to the app now. Download the DraftKings app now and use code THPN during signup. This week, DraftKings is putting you in the action with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. That's code THPN to get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Hello and welcome to the Ice Guys, brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network. This is the show that takes you into the world of the National Hockey League. Every game, every day, from a sports betting perspective. With pro handicappers Alex B. Smith and Ian Cameron, and veteran sports writer Jimmy Murphy. And now, here's your host, Ian Cameron.
Welcome to the Ice Guys, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. It is Sunday, April 18th. Ian Cameron with you. Ian Cameron by himself. I had a guest lined up. But unfortunately, sometimes life intercedes and there's something that's come up and that's going to cut this show a little shorter than I normally want it to be. Usually we're going to go with in-depth analysis and I'll talk for minutes, sometimes hours. It feels like hours or days that I can talk about a game sometimes. But unfortunately, you know, things have come up. So we're going to keep this show very tight, very short today. Rapid fire analysis on the six games on the slate. So let's get right to it. We've got the Washington Capitals taking on the Boston Bruins. We've got Boston minus 150 to minus 155 home favorites. Total 5.5 shaded to the over in this game. I did bet Boston around minus 135, minus 140. The price has gone up. It's getting to the point now where if you like the Bruins side, you've got to look toward in regulation, I think, at this point, try to get a little bit better value, better number with that. So as far as I'm concerned right now, I love the spot here for Boston. Look, they are playing better. The fact that they played so impressively in back-to-back wins against a very good New York Islanders team clearly shows you that this team is obviously – some teams have actually been a little bit – I don't know what it is – off-kilter since they made their trade deadline acquisitions and improvements. That hasn't been the Boston Bruins. I've been impressed with what we've seen from this team in the first two games. Taylor Hall with goals and back-to-back games for the Boston Bruins. So it's been impressive to see what this team's been able to do the last couple of games. And obviously they are going to be chomping at the bit in theory after an 8-1 shellacking at the hands of the Capitals just last weekend. There's no question that Boston remembers that just awful performance they had. And it was right here in Boston as well that Washington put it to them. They're the rested team. They played Friday. Washington played yesterday afternoon a win over the struggling Philadelphia Flyers. So definitely a little bit of a situational advantage as well for Boston. So I'm on the Bruins here, minus 140. It's up to minus 150. You can take the full game money line if you want, if you don't mind laying, you know, minus 150 to minus 155, or you can go Bruins in regulation. I also like the over here, 5.5. I like the side a little bit more than the total, but I did bet over 5.5 here, minus 115 as well. And our colleague, Alex B. Smith, who has posted his Sunday card, his Sunday plays in the chat, likes the first period over in this Capitals Bruins game this afternoon. And again, hopefully we have Alex back with us sooner rather than later. Next game, Rangers and Devils. We've got the New York Rangers minus 190 road favorites, total 6 shaded to the under in this game between these two teams. Obviously, the New York Rangers have shown the New Jersey Devils very a little mercy in the head-to-head games. Although I'll give the Devils credit, they tried to make it exciting in the third period. You know, didn't completely roll over. It was kind of nice to see that. And it looks like Shesterkin started yesterday. It is a back-to-back. There's probably a chance that the Rangers might decide to go with Georgiev instead in net for this game. Blackwood should be in for the Devils because Aaron Dell started the game yesterday for the New Jersey Devils. So I'm probably not going to get involved in this game. I had the over, or I was leaning to the over yesterday. Clint McLean, who was an outstanding special guest yesterday on the show. We're definitely going to have Clint back again in the near future as a special guest on our weekend editions of the show when Alex and Jimmy are away. But no doubt about it that Clint liked the over in that game, and it got there with the Rangers and the Devils yesterday. I don't know if I'm rushing to the over here today. We've seen a lot of these instances this season where, especially when the same two teams are playing on the back-to-back and the first game was a higher scoring game, you'll often see the tendency of the next game being a little bit lower scoring. So I could see that being the case here. And look, the Rangers have already beaten this team pillar to post now, what, three games in a row, the fourth game now without Shesterkin and net. It's not the value spot I want for the Rangers here. I don't think I'm backing Jersey, but I wouldn't be looking to lay minus 190 on the road or take the Rangers in this spot. So it's a pass for me. Pittsburgh and Buffalo, Pittsburgh minus 280. Road favorites here, the total six shaded to the under. Keep an eye on the goaltending situation because you're likely going to get someone making their NHL debut here for the Buffalo Sabres unless they roll with Dustin Tokarski two games in a row, which they could. It hasn't been confirmed yet, but obviously Allmark and Hutton are still out, so you could be looking at either Michael Hauser or Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen as your starting goalie here today for the Buffalo Sabres. So just keep that in mind. They've both been called up from the taxi squad as an emergency option, both Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen and Michael Hauser. So you could be looking at one of those guys as your starter if Don Granato decides to rest Dustin Tokarski today, because it doesn't look like a Hutton and Allmark are available. Well, Allmark's out long term. It's more day-to-day with Carter Hutton. He did start skating on Friday in practice for the Sabres. Step in the right direction, but he's going to need a few more practices. He's still week to week, and he won't be back today. So you're looking at either Hauser or Luukkonen in net here for the Buffalo Sabres today. Probably lean over the total, if anything, here with that in mind, especially if Tokarski's out of the net. 3-2 yesterday, and there were chances. It stayed under barely, but I think you've got that chance maybe to see. And just like how the Rangers-Devils back-to-back, usually I like to sometimes on the back-to-back look for the reverse to happen. That often happens with the first game going under, the second game goes over, and vice versa when the same two teams play each other back-to-back days. So you could see that here in this game with the Penguins and the Sabres. I am indeed on the over. Six plus 100, even money for this game between the Penguins and the Sabres. And look, the Sabres are still generating chances, generating some offense. I like the way a lot of their younger players have stepped up to the and risen to the occasion for this Sabres team. You know, Rasmus Asplund, Tage Thompson, you know, Olofsson, Reinhardt have been good. Middlestat's been rolling. Anders Bjork has already scored a goal since they got him in the Taylor Hall trade from the Boston Bruins. You've got the law firm of Ristolainen and Ruotsalainen on this Buffalo Sabres team. Pretty funny to see that. I mean, you've got Rasmus Ristolainen on defense for the Sabres, and now they've called up this young right winger in recent games, Arttu Ruotsalainen, for the Buffalo Sabres. You've got a Ristolainen and a Ruotsalainen playing for this Buffalo Sabres team right now. But definitely I'm interested a little bit over the total. And Buffalo's playing hard, playing gutsy, but fell short yesterday. Their effort, you know, +1.5 goals seems to be a bet that, you know, you could go to the window with that and feel reasonably confident, actually, believe it or not, because Buffalo's playing hard right now. They're playing for jobs. They're playing for roster spots. +1.5 goals, you know, is a very, very reasonable price in this game if you like that. So maybe I would lean that way in terms of the side. Buffalo puck, I don't know if they have it in them to win the game, but +1.5 goals, I'm not betting it, but would lean maybe to that a little bit. Vegas and Anaheim, Vegas minus 250, road favorites, total 5.5 shaded to the under in this game. The Vegas Golden Knights, I mean, definitely playing great hockey. They took care of business decisively the other night against the Anaheim Ducks. It is a team that's getting, you know, their best forwards have been really showing through offensively lately. Marchessault, Carlson, Max Pacioretty, of course, it goes without saying. Alex Tuck has gotten it rolling offensively. I think Matthias Janmark was a nice trade deadline addition to this hockey team to provide extra offense, no question about that. So I'm definitely looking at this as a situation where Vegas is just, they look laser focused. They're battling for first in the West Division right now with the Colorado Avalanche. Their game is top form right now. Their defense is finally healthy. You know, their forward group, they finally got actually a little bit of depth scoring as well. Pacioretty, Stone, Marchessault are getting chances every night, and the goaltending from Marc-Andre Fleury and Robin Lehner. You know, there's a reason they're getting great goaltending from both guys right now, because both guys are competing with one another to say, you know what, Pete DeBoer, I want to be your playoff starter, and I'm going to show you why I should be the playoff starter. So you're getting that kind of competitive spirit and competitive drive. And look, when you got two goalies competing for a starting spot at playoff time, they're both bringing it every night, and you're seeing that from both Fleury and Lehner. So it doesn't matter who's in net for the Vegas Golden Knights. Their goaltending has been reasonably good night in and night out. So this is a pass for me. I mean, it's just not a great value here on Vegas. You could do the public parlay if you want, Pittsburgh and Vegas. I'm sure a lot of people will do that here today in these afternoon games. But I'm going to pass on this game side and total. New York Islanders, Philadelphia Flyers, Islanders minus 145, road favorites, total 5.5 here in this game. This should be a spot where the Islanders get this disjointed offense going. And I'm surprised, because I thought, you know, when they got Travis Zajac, they got Kyle Palmieri at the trade deadline, you'd be looking at a spot for the Islanders where their offense would be improved. And they just haven't necessarily fired consistently at that end of the ice. They're having trouble, you know, putting the puck in the net. Maybe it was a product of playing a Boston team that played extremely well in those two games. And they did, you know. Jeremy Swayman and Tuukka Rask, the goalies in those two games, played well. The defense for the Bruins was solid, but still, you go through those games and you have trouble finding the back of the net like the Islanders did. You know, you get concerned, especially because they tried, Lou Lamoriello tried to address the offense and the fact that Anders Lee is out for the season by getting Kyle Palmieri. It just hasn't been completely getting it going yet at that end of the ice. However, the one thing that could be the tonic that cures what ails this Islander team in terms of their goal scoring the last few games, it could be this Civ Flyer team at the defensive end of the ice. So this should be, in theory, an opportunity here for the New York Islanders to finally find the back of the net, rediscover some of that offensive prowess in this game against the Flyers, who, again, once again, just too much of a deluge in terms of allowing too many opposition goals. Allowing too many great chances. It was more of the same yesterday. Alex Lyon, you know, I actually thought he played okay. You know, he's an average goalie, I think. I think that's fair to say. He's not spectacular. He's not terrible. He's mediocre, you know, average goaltending. But he can't just bail out a team for giving up these high-quality chances. And he's not the one taking bad penalty after bad penalty. I mean, my goodness, the Flyers. Do you realize you're facing the Washington Capitals in that game yesterday afternoon? Hello, pretty good power play. A lot of finishers, a lot of forward skill, forward talent, forward ability, finishing ability. A lot of that on that team. You may want to stay out of the penalty box the next time. You take on the Washington Capitals, and that was something the Flyers weren't able to do yesterday in that game. Tough break for Nolan Patrick, you know, and suffers another injury, and now he's day-to-day. That has been the story of his career for the Flyers. It's probably another one of the many problems they have, is they drafted him in the first round, and he's just not been able to stay healthy and complete an entire season right now for this Flyers team. So I've been back the Islanders a couple times in a row against Boston. And they disappointed me. I should be laying off them this game. But because Philadelphia, to me, is just in such a miserable state, I mean, I still don't know how they beat Pittsburgh in a shootout the other night, but they did. But certainly weren't able to sustain it and withstand prosperity with the feeble performance they had yesterday defensively against Washington. But, you know, I feel compelled that I've got to go with the Islanders here in regulation, plus 100, even money. And I'm also going to go on, instead of the full game over, I do lean to the full game over. I think I'm going to go maybe Islander team total over 3.5, plus 120. That's something I could see getting there here in this one. We'll have to see who's in net for the Flyers. Remember, Carter Hart's day-to-day was not available. He was a late scratch from the game yesterday, which is why Alex Lyon had to start. Carter Hart's day-to-day. Brian Elliott is healthy, though. So if Carter Hart is not available today, you would think Brian Elliott will be back in net today for the Philadelphia Flyers. I'd be pretty sure of that, no question about it. So I am definitely liking New York Islanders in regulation plus 100, and I'll add the Islanders team total over 3.5 plus 120. Look, if it's gonna, you know, basically explode or get going offensively for this team, if it's gonna happen, and it should happen at some point, like this is a team that they did upgrade the offense at the deadline. It's not gonna look like it the way they've played the last couple games with the lack of production. But they did upgrade, and at some point you'll start to see the results of that. And I think there's not much of a better opponent maybe to get that struggling Islanders offense going than the Philadelphia Flyers right now. So Islanders in regulation, and I like the team total over 3.5 plus 120 as well. Final game on this abbreviated edition of the show, Toronto Maple Leafs, Vancouver Canucks. Toronto minus 330. Road favorites, total 6 shaded to the over, and they opened minus 300. So there's even more money coming in here on the Leafs. And look, it's clear why that is. And I think it's probably the right side. You just can't ask the Vancouver Canucks to step on the ice for the first time in weeks when everybody's been beaten up, battered, and just completely run down by this coronavirus and this variant. And it's not just the COVID-19 virus that dozens of these Canucks got. It was the Brazil variant of the virus, which knocks you for a loop. And JT Miller said it on his Zoom call just a couple of days ago. We got guys that are having trouble breathing. It's extra effort to go just inhale and exhale. There's people with their stomach is still got some issues. Their immune system is totally run down. They feel sluggish. They feel tired. Trouble breathing. These are all the symptoms that JT Miller said just 2 days ago that a lot of these Vancouver players are still experiencing right now. And now they got to play a hockey game. This could be a recipe for disaster here in this game for the Vancouver Canucks. And not only that, but Travis Green said yesterday, there's still a bunch of guys that are out. You know, Tyler Motte's out. Jake Virtanen's out. Elias Pettersson, of course, is still out. Nate Schmidt on the blue line isn't going to play. Oh, and the guy that was very much responsible for a little bit of a surge that the Canucks went through earlier in this season. Thatcher Demko is who I'm speaking of. He's also not ready to return from this little bout with COVID-19 that the team has gone through. So you're looking now at Braden Holtby being in net most likely for the Vancouver Canucks tonight in this game. And Braden Holtby's had a dismal season. I don't know what else you can say. I mean, he's been really bad for the Vancouver Canucks. And he didn't have a good season last year. That's why he's not in Washington anymore. You know, 3.57 goals against average, .894 save percentage for Braden Holtby this year, 4-6 record. Just not very good. You know, you got a team that's obviously still got issues. They're shorthanded. The guys that are going to be on the ice, many of them aren't going to be 100% health-wise, not even close. You got Miller saying this guy's having trouble breathing, for Christ's sake. You know, having trouble breathing, having trouble, you know, in terms of, you know, getting the energy required to go through their day-to-day routines. And now they're going to play a hockey game, one of the fastest sports there is, where you need 100% energy and a contact sport, and you're going to play a game like this. It's difficult. I mean, it's hard to imagine Vancouver playing a good hockey game tonight. It just is. And you've got a goalie that's struggling and hasn't played in forever. These players haven't played in forever. They barely practiced. It's just, oh, and by the way, Toronto, yeah, they've lost three in a row, but because they've lost three in a row, that might not be the best time to be playing the Toronto Maple Leafs. You know, it's not like Toronto's going to say, oh, we got a layup here tonight against this Vancouver team. No. They've lost three in a row. I think focus will be there. I think, you know, I think that they won't overlook this team because of the fact they lost to Montreal, they lost to Calgary, they lost to Winnipeg, three straight losses, which hasn't happened very often for the Toronto Maple Leafs this season. So I don't think Toronto's going to take Vancouver for granted. And if they don't, this could get out of hand for the Canucks here. I'm on a couple of bets here. I'm on Toronto puck line full game. This is not Jimmy puck line talking. This is Ian puck line talking. Toronto -1.5, -125. And I'm also getting involved in the first period because that's where the greatest edge could be, that Toronto just absolutely jumps on this Vancouver team in the first 20 minutes. I'm going to lay the half a goal with the Toronto Maple Leafs around even money. It was +105. It's moved now to about -110 in most spots. And I agree with that fully. I like the full game puck line too, absolutely. But I think even the first period is better than that. The first 20 minutes, Vancouver hitting the ice in a game for the first time in weeks with who knows what percentage you can attach to each individual Vancouver player in terms of how healthy they are going into this game. You got a Toronto team that's off three straight losses. You would think they're coming to play. And this could be a tough start to the game. Putting it mildly, this could be a very difficult start to this game for the Vancouver Canucks. So I'm on Toronto puck line -1.5, -125, as well as Toronto puck line in the first period, laying a half a goal at -110. I actually bet it when it was +105. So we've seen a movement in the price. Obviously, people seeing this as a clear, troubling spot for a Vancouver Canucks team that you could make a very decent case that they probably shouldn't even be playing still just yet. And yet here they are on the ice tonight, returning to action. All right. That is the Sunday NHL card, abbreviated show. We hope to have Jimmy should be back on the show with us tomorrow on Monday. Looking forward to it. The team total for the Leafs. Someone is asking about that. Team total for the Leafs is, I believe it's 3.5. It should be. What happened here? We'll get to it in just a second here, but yeah, it should be 3.5. The team total here on the Leafs. Yeah. But you got to lay a price. It's -170. You know, you got to lay a big price on that total. Toronto team total over 3.5 is -170. So it's a pretty decent price tag attached to that. But you know, probably should have a good chance to get to four goals here in this game. All right. That is going to wrap up the show in just pretty much. We've gotten through all six Sunday games on the slate today. Before we get to best bets to wrap up the show, reminder, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, sign up for an account, use the promo code THPN. It's a great time of year. You've got NBA, NHL coming down the home stretch of the regular season, baseball every day. The NFL draft is coming up in a couple of weeks. An excellent time of year to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up for an account. You'll get deposit bonuses, weekly specials, weekly incentives. So make sure you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, sign up for the account, and use the promo code THPN. All right, it is time for best bets, and going right back to the game we just talked about. First period, Toronto Maple Leafs, -0.5 goal, -110. On paper, this looks like one of the greatest situational spots of the season in the NHL. It really is. I mean, you've got Toronto, a very good team. I know they've lost three in a row, but this is still an excellent hockey team that I think brings their best tonight. Not going to overlook the Canucks and Vancouver with some players on their roster out. Braden Holtby, the much inferior goalie in net. There's no telling who's going to be at 100%. I'm sure a bunch of them aren't. It's just the perfect situation, I think, in that first period, in that first 20 minutes of the game, for the Toronto Maple Leafs to really take it to the Vancouver Canucks. So for me, it'll be the Toronto Maple Leafs -0.5 goal, -110 in the first period. That is going to be my best bet for this Sunday card on the ice, guys. All right. Thank you very much, everyone, for tuning in. We appreciate it. A reminder, you can watch the Ice Guys 7 days a week live on YouTube, Monday to Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern, Saturday and Sunday, noon Eastern. And if you can't watch the show live, you can download the Ice Guys podcast in audio form on all major podcast platforms: Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeart. We're on all those platforms. Make sure you check it out. I am Ian Cameron. Enjoy the games and good luck. Have a great Sunday, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow on Monday for another edition of the Ice Guys presented by the Hockey Podcast Network.